Today is the fifth review lesson on the Hebrew Reading Crash Course. We are on lesson 43, page 49, and the letter is Pei. Pei makes the sound of a P, like a P in a pod. And you could see the letter Pei, pretend that's a pod, and with a P inside of the pod. So therefore, in line one, we make the following sounds. Po, pa, pe, pe, po, 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 pe, poo, poor. Line two. Yom Kippur. Purim. Pesach. Sipur. Pa'am, pe'amim. Line three, Mishpat, Mishpete, Peri, Peros, Pe, Bape, Pasach. Let's drop down to line 12, and we have a bracha on the foods. Now, we have not got into the details of the two vertical dots below the a letter. We said, until now, we said it doesn't really make a sound. But the truth is, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And in the beginning of a word, whenever you have the two dots under the letter, you will hear more of the ih sound. So you'll see on line 11, the second word should not be pronounced pre, but peri. Again, not pre, as if the two dots are silent, but peri. Therefore, we can have a bracha on line 12, 13, and 14. Boruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam borei peri ha'adama. Let's look now on lesson 44, page 50. We're introduced to two more letters. We had the pei that had the P in the pod. Now we have the fei. Without the P in the pod, we can call it a featureless face. So it makes the sound of the F. As well, the face ophis looks like a fe, just with a long line at the bottom there. And always comes at the end of a word, as in the word laugh. So we have pe, that makes the P sound. Fe, that makes the F sound. And final fe, face ophis, like the GH at the end of a word, as in laugh. You have f at the end of the word. So let's look at line one. Fa, fa, fe, fe, fi, fi, fo, fo, fu, fu. Line two. Uff, af, kapo, kaf, yofe, af apoy, mis palel, tfilas, musaf. Line three, sof, pasuk, tfilin, pana, yif ne, af al, pi, tir dof, naf shi. Line four, sefer, sipur. Piri, hagofen, pen, yifte, pode, nefesh. We now have another bracha. Look at lines 14, 15, and 16. Boruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam borei pri hagofen. Let's now turn to page 51. And this is the Lecha Dodi prayer that we pray on Shabbos. There's a bunch of different tunes, but we could just sing a little bit to one tune, going straight down the page.
Lecha Dodi likras kahalo penei Shabbos nekabelo Shamar v'zachar b'diborecha hishmianu el hameyuchad adonai echad ushmo echad l'shem ulesiferes v'elisila. We now repeat the chorus, lines 1 and 2. Lechadodi li kraskala pene shabbos nekabela li krashabbos lehove nelcha ki mekor habiracha merosh mikedem mesucha sof maase b'machashava techila.
Let's go to page 52. Lines 6, 7, and 8 is the prayer we say when we wake up in the morning. Mode ani lefonecha, melech chai v'kayom, shehechezarta bi nishmasi b'chemla. And line 9, rabba emuna secha. Line 16 to 17 is the first line of the Shema and the line that follows it. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Leolam Va'ed. Page 53 are the last two letters that are left for us to learn. And the first one is Tzadi, and it looks twisted like a pretzel. So it makes the sound of the T-S, ts, like in pretzel, ts. And it also has a final tzadi that makes like a T-S sound at the end of the word, like the word bats, the bats that fly or a bat that hits a ball, the plural bats. So it makes a ts at the end sound. So the tzadi makes a tzadi beginning or middle, tzadi sofis, an ending sound. So line one. Tso tsa tse tse tsi tso tsu tsu tso. Line 2. Eitz, oretz, rochetz, rotz, chalutz, zor, tsor, eiz, eitz, zohar, tsohar. Line 3. Zazu, tso tsu. Yitzchok, Rutz, Tzion, Eretz, Yisrael, Mitzion, Teitze, Sora. Line 4, Matzah, Matzos, Mitzvah, Mitzvos, Tzitzis, Tzoharayim. Notice in the word Mitzvos, it's not Mitzos. Remember, if the letter before takes a vowel underneath, the O sound goes vo. That's important, and that's a very common word, meets vos. Let's look at line 12 to 15. We now have many brachos of mitzvos that we can now say. Line 12. Boruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivonu al netilas yodoyim. Line 17, 18, and 19, the blessing before eating food, bread. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Line 54, we now know how to do the benching, and we could sing the benching from lines 1 to 11. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam hazon es ha'olam kulo bituvo b'hechein b'hechesed uv'rachamim. Who knows saying lechem lechol basor, kili olam chasto, uv tuvo hagodol, tamid lo chasar lanu,
V'al yechsar lanu mazon liolam voed ba'avur shemo ha'gadol ki hu elzon farnes lakol umetiv lahakol umechin mazon lechol b'riyosav asher b'hara baruch atah Adonai hazon es hakol.
Let's go down. Let's go to the next page. 56, lesson 50. This is also when we take out the Torah, we say the prayer of Vayhi Bitsoa, which is the first five lines.
Vayhi Bitsoa Haron Vayomer Moshe Kuma Adonai Veyafutsu Oyevecha Veyanusu Misanecha Miponecha Ki mitzion teitze sohara. Ki mitzion teitze sohara. Udevar Adonai mihirushaloyim. Baruch shenosan Torah. Baruch shenosan Torah. Liamo Yisroel.
And line 7 to the end is the Eitz Chaim song that we sing when we take the Torah back.
Eitz Chaim hi lamachazikim ba v'somecheho me'ushor d'rocheho darchei noam V'chol nisivo seho shalom Ha-ha-shiveinu Adonai Elecha v'no shuvo Chadei shomeinu kekedem.
On page 57, lesson 51, we have... let's look at the first six lines that talk about what happens at night. Laila ba, laila, laila, laila ba, laila ba, likrias shma, laila ba, la shena, likrias shma vela shena, laila, laila ba. And here is the prayer for the bedtime kriyashma, the abridged version, from line 8.
Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Hamapil Chevle Sheino Al Einoi Usnuma Alaf Apoi Vihi Rotzon Milfonecha Adonai Elohai Velohei Avosai Shetashkiveni L'Shalom V'samideni L'Shalom.
It does continue further, but that's enough for now. Let's move now to page 58, or better yet, still on 57, we can now, from page line 14, say the first paragraph of the entire Shema prayer, starting with the Kel Melech Ne'eman first, on page 57, line 14.
El Melech Ne'eman, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso, Liolam Vo'ed,
page 58.
Ve'ohafta eis Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uvchol nafshecha uvchol me'odecha v'hoyu hadivorim ho'ele asher anochi mitzav v'cha hayom al levavecha v'shin nantom levonecha v'dibarta bom Bishivtecha beveisecha, uvlechtecha vaderech, uvshachbecha uvkumecha, ukshartom laos al yodecha, vahayu letotafos bein einecha, uchsavtom al mezuzos beisecha, uvish orecha.
Let's go to page 59, lesson 52. One last rule. We did learn that the ches makes a ch sound, and it will make the vowel sound underneath.
Now, when you're looking over here on page 59, you would think to say cha, which can very well be a proper pronunciation. But when that ches with an a is at the end of the word, it does not go cha, where the letter makes the sound before the vowel. It's an exception to the rule. And the vowel is pronounced before the letter. So instead of cha, the word is pronounced ach. And what word does that come up with right next to you there, right? The first line, Noach. So it's going ach like the musician Bach. So look in line one, you have Noach Yeled Gadol, Noach Bar Mitzvah. Well, line 13 has the blessing we put on tefillin, when we put on our tefillin, and you'll see where this ach comes in again. Lines 3, 4, and 5. Baruch ato Adonoi Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu lehoniach tefillin. Also, in the Ashrei prayer, one of the lines has another one of those sounds. Line 6. Poseach es yodecha u'masbia lechol chai rotzov. We have now page 60, where again we have a number of prayers of the Amidah, other prayers as well. We'll read a few lines. Line 7. Yigdal Elohim Chai V'yishtabach. Line 8. Baruch Ato Adonoi Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Pokei Ach Ivrim. Line 9. Baruch ato Adonoi Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Hanosein LaYoev Koach. Line 10. Adonoi Tzivaos Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. Line 11. Godol Adonenu Verav Koach. Line 13, Melech Meimis Umechaye Umatzmi Ach Yeshua. Line 14, Baruch Ato Adonoi Chanun Hamarbel Lislo Ach. Line 15, Olenu Lishabei Ach La Adon Hakol. The box, Ezehu Ashir Hasomei Ach Bechelko. Line 61, these are the six blessings that we make on food. It's good to know them. I will only do the first time, the first two lines, and then we're just going to, because all the blessings start with the same two lines, and then I will just go to the last line of each of those brachos. For bread, Baruch ato Adonoi Eloheinu melech ha'olam hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. For wine, the ending is Bore peri hagafen. For fruit, the ending is Bore peri haetz. For vegetables, the ending is Bore peri haadama. For water, meat, fish, and dairy products, the ending is Shehakol nih ye bidvaro. And finally, for cake, we end Bore Mine Mezonos. The next few pages are letters that are very similar, so we should not confuse them. For example, on page 62, we have the letters Gimel and Nun. So let's read a line or two to not be confused. Line 1. Ho'el Hamelech Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanora El Elyon. Line 3. Nogila v'nismecha bishua secha. Line 6. Ledor vador nagid god lecha. The next group not to confuse is the O and the U. Let's look at line 8. Hodu ladonoi kir u vishmo. Line 9. Hodi'u vo'amim alilo sav. Line 10. Hodu lo borchu shimo. Let's move on to page 63. Here we have the endings, the ah followed by a vav at the end of a word, and the ah followed by a yud vav at the end of the word is always pronounced as of, with the yud being silent. So let's do a few lines with that. Line one. Baruch mishalem sochor tov li re'ov. Line two. Hodi uvo amim ali lo sov. Line three. Sichu bechol nifle o sov. Line four. Tov adonoi lakol virachamov al kol ma'asov. Let's move on now to page 64, the pay and the fay. Line one. Zichru nif le'osav asher osa. Line two. Mof sav umish pehte fihu. Line three. Pesach libi besora secha. Line four. Uv mitzvosecha tirdof nafshi. Line 5, Someich Adonoi lechol hanoflim. 6, Vizokeif lechol hakifufim. Line 8, Usnuma al af apoy. Then we have the shin and the sin. Line 13, Karasa es shimo Yisrael vishurun. Line 14, Adonoi hatsilo nafshi misvas sheker miloshon rimio. Line 15. Im Adonoi lo yishmor ir shov shokad shomer. Line 16. Sisu v'simchu b'simchas Torah. Page 65. To discriminate between a hey and a ches. Line 1. El rachum vechanun. Line 2. Chamol al amecha. Rachem al nachalosecha. Line 3. Chusana kirov rachamecha. Chonenu va'anenu. Line 4. Habita va'anenu b'yes tzara. Line 5. Kilecha Adonoi HaYeshua. Line 6. Becha Sochalteinu Eloa Slichos. Line 7. Ki Atohu Adonoi Eloheinu. Let's jump down to line 17. Bayom Hahu Yihye Adonoi Echod Ushmo Echod. 18. Adonoi Mo'oz Chayai Mimi Efchod. 19. Horeini Adonoi Darkecha Uncheini Biorach Mishor. This concludes our fifth review lesson. Please look out for future Hebrew crash reading courses. There is a part two that we will be offering sometime in the future. You should take advantage to continue your reading. Congratulations on going through all five classes. You're well on your way to being a Hebrew reader. Very good, and have a nice day.